Star 99 is proud to present this coverage of sports. This game can also be heard anywhere around the world at drgnews.com. It's time for the pregame. Here's Andy Shue.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Timberlake, home of the Panthers. Tonight, we've got girls basketball on tap for you. The Mobridge Pollock Tigers taking on the Timberlake Panthers. And the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being a part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. Tonight's Keys to Success brought to you by Jensen Rock and Sand. The starting lineup is brought to you by Gas and Goodies and Mobridge. The Law in the Court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. We'll meet them in a few moments. Tonight's tip-off brought to you by MDU, Montana Dakota Utilities, and the community to serve. Timeouts tonight brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. Tonight's in-game sponsors are McClellan Swanson Dental Office, Great Western Bank, West River Telecommunications, Oahu Car Wash, State Farm Insurance Agent Doug Heil, Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, and Bridge City Real Estate. Halftime tonight brought to you by Cahill Bauer and Associates. And tonight the player of the game is brought to you by Merkel's Foods. The scoreboard all night long is brought to you by Vision Care Associates. And tonight's video sports sponsors are Key Insurance, Riverside Home Furnishings, and Sitting Bull College. And I tell you what, we'll meet the officials right now. Let's hear right now from the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection.
It's your lucky day. You just won a sweepstakes and you received a cashier's check to cover the cost of claiming your winnings. All you need to do is deposit the check and wire a portion of the money to pay those fees. There's just one catch. It's a scam. If you deposit the check and wire the money, your bank will soon learn the check is a fake and you are responsible to pay it back. The Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection wants you to know that counterfeit check scams are on the rise. For more information, contact their office, 1-800-300-1986.
Tonight's officials are Scott Cadis, also Darren Vetch, and Mark Ulrich. That's who they are. Tell you what, we're going to take a two-minute timeout right now. We'll come back. We will have our first interview, Keys to Success, brought to you by Jensen Rock and Sand. We'll be back in 2 minutes, Star 99.
Twice a year, you owe it to yourself to get a checkup because you were only given one set of teeth to work with. After that, it's too late to say, I should have cared for them better. McClellan Swanson Dental will help you get the most from your teeth and gums. So for everything from a simple checkup to a wide variety of services, trust McClellan Swanson Dental. To make an appointment, call 845-7222. McClellan Swanson Dental of Mobridge. Healthy smiles for life.
Could you use $1,000 to help pay for college? Apply now for a WRT $1,000 scholarship. WRT scholarships are available to both high school seniors and college students. Students and or their parents must have WRT internet or phone service to be eligible. Apply online at westriv.com by March 1st. WRT scholarships. Just one more reason it really pays to be with WRT.
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Doug Heil at 845-3603 today.
Ooh, Herbie, you look so handsome.
It's because my owner takes me to the Oahu Car Wash and makes me look great.
And you do. My owner washes me himself in the driveway.
You should take your owner to the Oahu Car Wash. You won't have to drag around hoses, soap, or nothing. All he has to do is slide his debit card or put in cash, and it'll take half the time.
Whether you're a do-it-yourself kind of guy and like to wash your car yourself, or prefer the convenience of an automated car wash, Oahu Car Wash is here to serve you.
I can't wait to see you.
Welcome back from the break. We're going to start our pregame tonight with Coach Hedick. And Coach Hedick, a really hard-fought battle in Todd County in a game where your girls had to really come out and earn it. They were tough, and they played that zone defense. What do you got to do tonight to take another step forward towards postseason?
Seems like we're seeing zones everywhere we go. I think that's the scout on us, which we're getting a little better at it. That was a very good game for our girls. It's always tough to play down there at Mission after a long bus ride, and they got a pretty solid program, you know. It was just a good all-around win for us to be able to just kind of hang in there and hang in there and hang in there and stay right with them and then make our little push at the end to get it done. Sometimes that's just what you got to do on the road. So I've done a little scouting, and I expect we'll probably see some 2-3 zone again tonight like we have the past few games. But seems like Timber Lake's really willing to stretch out their zone, so we're going to try to play a little bit wider, let them stretch it out a little bit, and then attack the inside off the penetration.
You know, it's one of those things when you play against a zone, you got to get your shooters on the outside to start hitting some shots, bring that zone out to you. And so Mariah Gehring had a nice game against Todd County. And that's, I think, what happens when you can get the inside play after you hit a couple of big, long shots. Is that the game plan, or are you going to still try to push and not let them get in their defense?
Well, we're going to push anytime we have the chance, you know. Seems like nobody wants to build the gym floors as long as ours, so that's a little bit of a downer. But we're definitely going to push the ball anytime we get the chance, but it does seem like teams have scouted that a little bit and are doing a little bit, focusing a little bit more on trying to take away the transition. So it's like I said earlier, against the zone, we really want to stretch them out wide. So to open up those perimeter shots, as you mentioned, you got to get some lane penetration, whether that's post entry passes or dribble penetration. So we'll have to get that ball inside and then look for our kickouts after they start pinching in on the inside. Mariah did a good job in that first quarter, and then they put a box and one on her down at Todd County, and then three or four of the other girls stepped up and just hit a couple shots to keep us going. So I got confidence in any one of them to step up and hit a shot when we need to.
How much do you need support from the other three, four girls on the floor, and how much are you emphasizing it can't be a one-man game?
Well, absolutely not a one-man game. You know, that's not our style. That's not what we're built for, and that's truthfully not how basketball should be played. It's a team game, so we need everybody to chip in. You know, that's the beauty of our team, though. When we've had girls have an off night, you know, in Eagle Butte, Emma Keller put in 21. Down in Todd County, Mariah put in 18. And at any other given time, it might be Reagan or Heidi or whoever, but any one of the girls can step up on any given night and give us what we need.
Finally, we're at this point of the season where you start to think about the postseason. And I know, coaches, the cliche is we're taking it one game at a time, but there's got to be a thought in the back of your head about postseason. What do you got to do to make your team a postseason tough opponent?
Well, we just got to get through this next stretch of away games in good shape. You know, it really is one game at a time, because every one of these games counts. And every one of these games, should we make the Sweet Sodak 16, might be, you know, one more seed higher or whatever the case might be. So we really just got to focus. Got a lot of games over the next 2 weeks, so we got to focus one game at a time and kind of check them off the list, I guess.
All right, good luck tonight. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Back in 30 seconds right here on Star 99.
Dad, at college we learned that every good business has a mission statement. Does Jensen Rock & Sand have one?
Of course we do. Our mission statement is to provide quality products and services, exceed our customers' expectations, and create a good working environment for our employees.
Wow, that's exactly what we do. I guess having a mission statement isn't as important as actually doing what you say.
Grace, you're so smart.
I get it from you, Dad.
For your commercial, agriculture, and residential construction projects, call Jensen Rock & Sand of Mulbridge, Aberdeen, Eagle Butte, Gettysburg, Carlton, or Fort Yates.
Welcome back from the break. We're going to talk right now with Coach Gimble from Timberlake. And Coach, this is a game where there's a little bit of a rivalry feeling. I don't know why. They're not in your conference. They're not even in your league. And yet the girls really come out and they want to play hard against Mulbridge Pollock or against Timberlake. What do you think it is?
Yeah, maybe the distance being 40 miles apart. And I think the girls know each other, which I think adds to it, actually adds a level of competition. Like, just because they know each other, they want to go out and beat each other. You know, I saw some of the Mulbridge girls here last week watching our game. So, yeah, you're right. There is a rivalry here.
And it's one of those things where you don't want to come into this game real emotional. You want to come in under control, stay focused, and you don't want to, you know, get up real fast, and you don't want to get up real slow. It's going to be one of those games where it's going to be like almost like a mind game, attrition, really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been talking about we really got to start games well, but like you said, it's not just coming out really hard. We got to play full 32 minutes of basketball.
What kind of things are your girls improving on as we get through the middle of the season and get ready for the, you know, the postseason?
Yeah, we've talked about I think there's really been three things that have kind of turned around in the last couple games and have led to some success for us. We talk about having paint touches every single possession, whether that be we're attacking off the dribble or we have post touches. Starting games well has been huge for us, not always playing from a deficit. Even 4 or 5 points is really hard to play from. And then having some composure and patience with the basketball. So those are the three things that we've been talking about and have led to some success for us.
And you guys play in a tough league over here. I mean, there are some really good teams. And, you know, Faith and Harding County and even Bison this year, it looks pretty good. It's one of those things where you can't have any downtime. You really got to play focused basketball all the way through, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Not at all. There's no games where you're walking in going, I think this, we got this one. You know, you even mentioned Bison in our league. Yeah, not who we played last week. Not a game that you can overlook by any means.
Yeah, we played Lemon not too long ago, and I saw some really nice things out of the Lemon kids. And what about growing a program? You know, I hate to think about this, but you were playing high school ball when I started this. In fact, I think you were playing junior high when I started it. But what about the program? Is it growing, in your opinion, here at Timberlake? Is it one of those programs that in the next 5-10 years is going to be a premier program around the state?
Yeah, that's certainly my goal, to make it that. You know, I look up at the banners, and the last so many head coaches here have been to state tournaments. We have state tournament banners, and we want to get back to that level of basketball all the time. And it starts in the summers for us. We've gotten a good program. It takes time, and I have to remind myself of that. We have a good summer program going, and, you know, right now I'm playing a lot of freshmen. So hopefully we're looking on the up and up right now.
All right, one last question. I won't bother you anymore. What is the key tonight against Mobridge Poly?
Yeah, I think a huge key for us is going to be patience, limiting the turnovers. That's going to be key for us. We know that they're pesky on defense. They can really get after the ball handler, so we just got to stay composed.
All right, good luck tonight. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back in 2 minutes right here on Star 99.
At Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, your health is our number one priority. Hi, this is Darcy Dykehouse, Executive Assistant. And if you need medical care, then trust our team. Physician assistants Heather Olson and Clint Perman, and nurse practitioners Candida Gehring, Jesse Norder, Karen Freiling, Todd Selfrank, and Annette Hollenbeck. And don't forget about Dori Voidy, our nurse practitioner and certified nurse midwife. Good luck from our team to yours from Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics.
Remodeling your kitchen? In the market for a new vehicle? How about an exotic vacation? Whatever you dream, a home equity line of credit from Great Western Bank puts the funds you need at your fingertips. With local decision-making and attention to detail, we can help you get started. Call me, Lindsay Scott, personal banker at Mobridge Great Western Bank today at 605-845-7233 to learn more about our low rates. Great Western Bank, making life great, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The local real estate market is hot, so give us a call at Bridge City Real Estate to list your property today. If you own a home, business, land, or lots and wish to get them on the market for sale, we are your local realtors with over 46 combined years of experience and would be happy to help you through the process of buying or selling. Check out our website at bridgecityonline.com. You can find our contact information and our current inventory on our website, bridgecityonline.com. Good luck to the Tigers from Harley Overseth, Riley Jensen, Carol Knutson, and Jackie Heil.
When looking for dental care, trust the team at McQuillan Swanson Dental to take care of your entire family's dental needs. Whether it's a checkup, whitening, or cosmetic dentistry, Dr. Mark McQuillan and Dr. Tom Swanson can make sure your dental work is done efficiently and affordable at McQuillan Swanson Dental. To learn more about our facility or schedule an appointment, give us a call at 845-7222 at McQuillan Swanson Dental, here for all of your family's dental needs.
Hey, welcome back here. I tell you what, we got just about enough time to meet tonight's starting lineups, and it's brought to you by Gas and Goodies of Mobridge. Let's hear from them right now, and then we'll come back with the starters right here on Star 99.
Senex Gas and Goodies in Mobridge can help you fight the winter blues with fresh, baked, best-in-town homemade caramel rolls or breakfast pizza served by the slice all morning. Gas and Goodies Deal of the Moms is a large one-topping pizza with 12 wings for just $17.99. Call ahead and pick it up at 845-7695 or get your next pizza made fresh and take it and bake it yourself. Stop for propane exchanges, convenience items, snacks, beverages, fuel, and more. At Gas and Goodies in Mobridge, they thank you for your business and wish you a happy new year.
All right, here we go. Well, Mobridge Pollock, the visitor on the scoreboard, and so we'll give them first. And tonight, starting the team for Mobridge Pollock at a forward, number 24, a junior, 5'7", wearing Sam McKellar. And then the other forward tonight is a junior at 5'7", wearing number 2, Mariah Gehring. In the middle, the senior at 5'10", Landon Weisbeck. And the two guards tonight, a sophomore at 5'4", wearing number 3, Reagan Weisbeck, and a sophomore at 5'4", wearing number 5, Heidi Olson. Coached by Stefan Hedick, and here's Aaron Gimble and the Timberlake Panthers tonight. They start like this at a forward, a 5'7", senior, wearing number 20, Macy Maher. The other starting forward is a 5'10", freshman, wearing number 34, Jasmine Nash. In the middle, the senior at 6'1", wearing number 22, Tess Golddaddy. And the two guards tonight, a junior at 5'6", wearing number 3, Carly Lawrence. And a freshman at 5'7", wearing number 24, Mackenzie Vamaka. And I think that's how you say it. Anyway, as we get ready to go, let's send it back to the studio for 3 minutes as the national anthem will play here at Timberlake, right here on Star 99.
Could you use $1,000 to help pay for college? Apply now for a WRT $1,000 scholarship. WRT scholarships are available to both high school seniors and college students. Students and or their parents must have WRT internet or phone service to be eligible. Apply online at westriv.com by March 1st. WRT scholarships. Just one more reason it really pays to be with WRT.
It's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Doug Heil at 845-3603 today.
What's wrong?
There's nothing wrong, just different. My owner took me through the automatic car wash at Oahe Wash, and I've never been so clean.
So why are you so fidgety?
It not only leaves my outside squeaky clean and shiny, but it took care of my every nook and cranny underneath, too.
You mean even the tailpipe?
Yep, even the tailpipe.
Get your car clean from bottom to top with the automatic car wash, or use their manual wash and do it yourself at Oahe Car Wash in Mobridge.
Ooh, this feels great.
At Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, your health is our number one priority. Hi, this is Darcy Dykhouse, Executive Assistant. And if you need medical care, then trust our team. Dr. Alan Lawrence and Dr. Donald Lusick, General Surgeons, Dr. Josh Henderson and Dr. Travis Henderson, Internal Medicine. And for family and women's health, including obstetrics, you can trust Dr. Emily Bowden, Dr. Robert Marciano, and Dr. Matt Schaefer. Good luck from our team to yours from Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics.
Great Western Bank in Mobridge is providing a full range of financial services to its personal and business banking customers. Wherever you are in life, we have a wide range of products and services to help you along the way. From everyday banking needs to the financial tools to help you plan for tomorrow. We are always trying to find a better rate, better option, and a better solution for you. This is Misty Helm, branch manager at Great Western Bank in Mobridge, doing what it takes to make your life great. Great Western Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The local real estate market is hot, so give us a call at Bridge City Real Estate to list your property today. If you own a home, business, land, or lots and wish to get them on the market for sale, we are your local realtors with over 46 combined years of experience and would be happy to help you through the process of buying or selling. Check out our website at bridgecityonline.com. You can find our contact information and our current inventory on our website, bridgecityonline.com. Good luck to the Tigers from Harley Overseth, Riley Jensen, Carol Knutson, and Jackie Heil.
Four,
Hey, welcome back here. They are introducing the starting lineups with public address right now. Mulbridge Poly coming out tonight in their away black uniforms, white trim with orange lettering. Panthers tonight in their home whites with maroon and more maroon. As the starting lineups are going on, just a reminder, Thursday night, more basketball right here on Star 99. We're going to have the Sully Beach Chargers taking on the Mulbridge Pollock Tigers, and that will happen in Oneida. And we'll be there on the radio just around, I would say, about 6 o'clock on Thursday evening. And I want to say welcome, probably for the first time ever, to those of you that are watching on the video back home. We have a new device, and we have video, and I'm happy as can be about that. That's awesome. Tell you what, tip-off tonight is brought to you by MDU, Montana Dakota Utilities, in the community to serve. Let's hear from them right now. We'll come back with the tip-off right here. This is Star 99.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable electric and natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Tip-off is controlled by the Panthers as they go to work way out front. It's Carly Lawrence. Lawrence looks in, give it off to Nash. Nash with a turnaround from the free throw line. No good. Rebound comes out to Henderson. Give it off to Olsen, and Olsen brings it through the backcourt. Crosses the time stripe, top of the key, over to Gehring. Gehring out there on the right wing looking for somebody inside. Not much there, 2-1-2 zone. Now give it back over to Gehring. It's going to come up to Weisbeck. Weisbeck just left. She'll go on the dribble penetration, bring it back out. Now it's going to be through the middle of the paint, and the shot block, Henderson, and the loose ball is picked up by Maher. Up ahead he comes to Vomaka. She'll give it back out, and it's going to be from left to right around the top of the perimeter for Macy Maher. Left side, give it off to Nash. Nash looks inside, and Goldaddy with a turnaround. No good. Rebound comes out to Gary. Now Olsen. Olsen through the backcourt. Now over the left side. Give it off to Weisbeck. Back up to Olsen. Now here's Gehring. Gehring spots up for three. Front edge, no good. Rebound is chased around. Still on the floor. Couple of bodies on the floor. And it's going to be last touched by the Tigers on the way out of bounds. So Maher will set up the inbounds. Mulbridge Pollock goes into a backcourt press. Gehring. And she is going to stay right on the heels of Vomaka. Vomaka pulls up her dribble now, tries to go over the top, and the ball is going to come into Lawrence. Lawrence is going to be fouled, and Heidi Olsen's going to pick up her first foul of the ball game. Man, that is going to put Lawrence at the line. First shot, front edge, no good. Lawrence will step up there with a second of two. Couple of dribbles, puts it off the front edge again. No good. Rebound tipped out to Olsen. Olsen down the court with her hair on fire. Back it comes to Gehring. Gehring up off the window. Good. 2-0. Tigers on top. Here come the Panthers back the other way. Lawrence way out top. She's going to have the ball stolen away. Picked up by Olsen. It's a foot race to the basket, and it's no good on the layup. Rebound comes out to Nash. Nash will give it off in the backcourt, and Lawrence. Lawrence up ahead, all alone underneath the apple tree, up and no good as Goldaddy. She gets her own rebound and then tries to pass it out. It's stolen away, and we go back the other way. Underneath, it's Olsen. Olsen brings it back out. Now give it off to Henderson. Henderson back out. Olsen spots up. No, in the corner, and it's going to be a blocked shot down there. And out of bounds, Tigers will inbound from the corner. Keller got her shot blocked, and the inbounds comes into Henderson. Now here's Weisbeck, left side, one dribble, back over it comes to Olsen. Olsen down the middle of the paint, and she's going to travel with it. And we're going to go back the other way. Pressure in the backcourt, almost stolen away, picked up, and it's going to be Vomach. Vomach back down off the glass. Good. We're tied at two with 5:26 left here. Here comes Olsen. Olsen through the middle of the paint. Now brings it back out. Gehring. Gehring on the dribble drive. Cross-court pass, and it's Weisbeck from 17. No good. Rebound comes out to Vomacha. Vomacha bring it back out. It's going to be Nash now. Nash goes cross-court with it, and Macy Maher spins inside the paint. Her shot going to be blocked, but there's going to be a whistle on the play and a foul. Foul's going to go against Reagan Weisbeck. That'll be her first second team foul as the Panthers set up the inbounds. And the inbounds comes right in. Shot up no good by Lawrence. Rebound to the Tigers and a long pass down the other end. And it is going to be a shot up by Olsen. No good. Rebound controlled by Timberlake. Long pass down court. Lawrence is going to have the ball almost stolen away. Loose ball. Ball is all over the floor. And a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow belongs to the Tigers. Mobridge Pollock will come out of the backcourt with Olsen. Olsen on the dribble, crosses the stripe now, top of the key. Right side, Gehring, long three on the way, and it's off the front edge, no good. Fight for the rebound, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers. And Weisbeck's going to check out of the ball game. Coming in is going to be Katie Chemnitz, the 5'7 sophomore for Mobridge Pollock. Chemnitz gets the inbound in the corner. Goes on the dribble one time. Give it off to Gary. Now Olsen over to Henderson. Henderson puts the three on the way. It's long. No good. Chemnitz with the rebound. Pump fake. Now give it off to Olsen. Her shot up and good. Tigers take the lead 4-2. Timberlake with the basketball. Lawrence across the time stripe. Gets a pick, goes into the right side. Now give it off in the corner. Here's Maher on the dribble drive. Now over the top and a shot up and no good by Goldaddy. Rebound to Henderson. Henderson will give it off, and the Tigers want to push. Here's Gehring going to the basket, up no good. Rebound tipped around, and it's going to end up in the hands of the Panthers. Up ahead it comes, and it's Vomacha with a shot, no good. Rebound comes out to Emma Keller. She'll give it off, and Olsen comes back the other way. All of a sudden, this basketball game has turned into a track meet. Here's Katie Chemnitz on the baseline. Now give it out, and it's going to be a nice pass underneath by Henderson to Chemnitz, and the ball is going to be slapped out of bounds, last touch by the Panthers. Kendall Locken, the sophomore at 5'7", will check into the lineup for the Panthers. Inbounds comes in. Henderson, she leans back, puts it up. She's fouled. Foul is going to go against Nash. That'll be her first and the first team foul. Putting Henderson at the line. Two shots coming up. On its way, the first one is good. Landon makes the score 5-2. Trying to make it 6-2 with this second one here. 3:25 left in the first quarter. Second one on its way. Back edge. No good. So the score remains 5-2. And in the backcourt, there's going to be a jump ball. Rebound was brought down by Timberlake. And then Katie Chemnitz got a hold of the outlet pass. And it was a jump ball called. And so Timberlake will get it back. Vomacha is going to lose a handle on it. Picked up by Olsen. Olsen on the breakaway. Up and good. Heidi Olsen with her second basket, and it's 7-2 going into a timeout. Timeouts are brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. Tigers lead back in 60, Star 99.
Hey, Matson, remember, you've got a dental appointment after school today.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sure glad I go to the McClellan Swanson Dental. I have friends that hate to go to the dentist.
Why do you like them?
When I go, they're so nice, so I'm not scared at all. They tell me what they're doing, so I feel very comfortable. If your kids need a dental checkup, call my friends at McClellan Swanson Dental in Mobridge. They're the best dentists around.
Could you use $1,000 to help pay for college? Apply now for a WRT $1,000 scholarship. WRT scholarships are available to both high school seniors and college students. Students and or their parents must have WRT internet or phone service to be eligible. Apply online at westriv.com by March 1st. WRT scholarships. Just one more reason it really pays to be with WRT.
Welcome back here. Well, a full timeout means 30 here in Timberlake. And they get the ball inside. It's tied up. It's a jump ball. Also, brand new in the ball game, Emily Hudson-Bueller, the junior at 5'9". Also checking in there is Abby Linderman, the junior at 5'5", for Timberlake. Tigers inside, and it's going to be Chemnitz with the high-low pass. And Landon Henderson could not hang on to it. As she knocks it out of bounds, it'll be back into the hands of the Panthers. Tigers go into a little backcourt pressure back here. And the inbounds is going to come in. And it's going to be Linderman. Linderman across the time stripe. Give it off left side to Locken. Locken can't hang on to it. And it goes off her fingertips and out of bounds. Tigers basketball. Katie Chemnitz will set it up. And here comes Heidi Olsen through the backcourt. Top of the key, right side now. It's going to be in the hands, this time, of Gehring. Gehring, couple of dribbles back up top to Olsen, over to Chemnitz. Back over to Gehring. Gehring open for three, and it's off the front edge. No good. A rebound bounces around like a pinball, and his last touch by Mobridge Pollock on the way out of bounds. So Panthers basketball, 2:23 left here in the first quarter, 7-2. Tigers on top. Panthers go on the attack, and it's going to be Macy Maher. Maher give it up, and at the free throw line, Carly Lawrence for the shot, no good. Rebound comes out to Henderson. Now Gehring. Gehring trying to push it in through the backcourt, and it gets knocked out of her hands right into the guys with the ESPN Ocho down there on the baseline. So the Tigers will inbound. Inbounds comes in, and it's going to be Gehring. Gehring with a shot, no, but she is fouled. And Gehring goes down. First time in a long time we haven't seen Gehring with her hand all wrapped up. Broke some fingers, I believe. She takes a look, puts it on its way right there. Mariah Gehring puts the first free throw in, makes it 8-2 now. Back into the ball game is going to be Tess Goldaddy, the 6'1 senior. Gehring up there, second of two, and there's going to be all kinds of movement, but they're going to let it go as Gehring throws both of them in. Gehring will check out of the ball game, and Weisbach will check back in. Inbounds is set up, and it's Abby Linderman to bring it in. Mobridge Pollock going to throw a little backcourt pressure on back there. Inbounds comes in, and it's going to be Lawrence. Lawrence give it off to Maher, back over to Lawrence. Lawrence spins and is going to bring it across the time stripe. Top of the key now, right side. The ball is going to be kicked around and picked up by Locken. Locken will give it off over there to Lawrence. Lawrence tries to go inside. The ball is stolen away by Chemnitz. Chemnitz gets it off, and Weisbach will hand it into the hands of Olsen. Olsen brings it to the top of the key, give it off, and it's Weisbach. Weisbach thought about shooting and decided to pass anyway. Took too many steps. You only get one pivot step. And so the Panthers will inbound in the backcourt. Down 9-2 right now. 1:33 left here in the first quarter. On the attack, the Panthers. And right away, Macy Maher will bring it across, give it off to Lawrence. Lawrence will bring it in a little bit closer to the top of the key. Now left side to Linderman. Linderman comes in to Maher, and Maher is going to be fouled. Katie Chemnitz will pick up the foul. That'll be her first 13th foul. Emma Keller steps back into the lineup, and it's going to be Henderson sitting down now. For the first time tonight, it's Sophia Oberlin, the freshman at 5'7". She'll check in for Olsen. Inbounds pass knocked around, almost stolen away, and picked up off the ground by Maher, given off to Lawrence. Lawrence comes inside the paint, hook shot up, no good. Rebound to Overland, and Overland's outlet pass comes to Weisbeck in the corner. Weisbeck looking inside, give it off now, and it's Hudson Buehler. Now over to Keller. Keller with a nice move, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound comes out to Gold Daddy. Gold Daddy will give it up in the backcourt now, going to work with it. It's going to be Lawrence. Lawrence will break the time barrier. She'll bring it in a little bit closer. Now throw up the three, back edge, no good. And the rebound is booted out into the hands of Keller. Now up to Overland. Overland off the glass, no good. Rebound to Weisbeck. Weisbeck's putback is going to result in a foul. Foul is going to go against Tess Goldaddy. That'll be her first. 13 foul against the Panthers. Weisbeck will step to the line. Reagan, 5'4 sophomore, spins the ball, a couple of baby dribbles now, puts it on its way, and it's right there. 10-2, trying to make it 11 for the Tigers. On its way, it's right there as well. Weisbeck gets both sides, and now Tigers lead 11-2 with 31 seconds left here in the first quarter. Here out of the backcourt is Lawrence. Cross the time stripe. She'll set up way, way out there. Now go into the right side, still on the dribble. Pulls the trigger. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound to Maher. Put back in, good. And she's going to go to the line. Foul is going to go against Katie Chemnitz. That'll be her second, 14th foul. And here's the hoop and the harm, Maher up there, which one shot, and it's right there. Makes it now 11-5, 6-point lead for Mobridge Pollitt. Overland out of the backcourt, looks down, give it off to Chemnitz. Chemnitz goes to the baseline, brings it back to Overland from outside. Up top of the key now, here's Weisbeck from the free throw line, no good. And the rebound brought down by Timberlake, and that's going to do it for the first quarter on your Vision Care Associates scoreboard. Tigers 11, Panthers 5. We're going to take 60 seconds, come right back. This is Star 99.
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Doug Heil at 845-3603 today.
Winter weather is hard on your paint and underbody of your vehicle. At Oahe Car Wash in Mulbridge, we want to help you take care of your vehicle with our new automatic car wash bays on West Grand Crossing. Choose from our touchless or soft touch wash to make your vehicle look great both underneath and outside. Keeping your car clean helps prolong the value too. Oahe Car Wash is proud to sponsor the sports broadcast and grateful we can serve you.
Timberlake starts with the ball in the second quarter, and they go to work. Way out there is Carly Lawrence as she goes right down the middle of the paint, and a whistle on the play. Whistle, and Heidi Olson's going to pick up her second. Got caught with her hand in the cookie jar. And so Timberlake will inbound, and they're going to have it just to the right of underneath their own basket. Inbounds comes into Lawrence. She's in the corner looking for somebody to pop through. And now they're going to call another foul. And this one's going to go against Emma Keller. That'll be her first. 16 fouls, so the next foul committed by Mobridge Pollock. The Panthers will be in the bonus. Inbounds comes in, and right away it goes into the right side. Going to work with it is Nash. Nash throws a pass across the middle. Not very good idea as it's stolen away by the Tigers. Now here's Weisbeck for three. No good. Rebound comes out to Maher. Macy with the push across the time stripe, top of the key. Goes down the right side, and there is going to be another whistle. They are calling this tight tonight. Reagan Weisbeck has picked up her second foul. And that's a 17 foul. So Macy Maher will check up there with the 1-1. First one on its way. It's right there. So she's going to get the bonus shot here. Second one right there. Weisbeck will check out of the lineup, and Katie Kimnitz back in there. It's 11-7. Tigers on top. They've got the basketball. Here's Olsen right down the middle of the paint. Puts it up and good. 13-7 now. Tigers on top. Back the other way. Ball's loose, and there's bodies all over the floor. Now it's picked up by Timberlake. Maher goes in with the scoop shot. Finger roll, no good. Rebound to Olsen. Up ahead it comes to Gehring. Gehring back out. Olsen puts up the three. Boom! Right there. Heidi Olsen making a play for player of the game tonight as she has put on a show. 16-7 now. Tigers on top. Here's a long shot on the other end. Boom! Right there. That's Vamaka. 16-10, 6-point lead for Mowbridge Pollock. Here's another three on the way by Gary, no good. And it's Olsen with the rebound. And now give it off, and it is going to be Henderson inside the low paint. She gets pushed, and the Tigers will inbound. And this one is going to go against Nash. And for Jasmine Nash, that is the 0-0 foul. That's number three. She's going to check out of the lineup. Coming in there for her is going to be Kendall Locken. So Henderson will set up the inbound for the Tigers just left of her own basket. Goes into Keller. Now Gary, now up top. Olsen back into Henderson, back over in the corner. And here's Keller for three. Front edge, no good. Gary right there with the rebound. She'll have to back it back out. Now Keller on the dribble drive. Now here's Olsen through the middle from the free throw line right there. Heidi Olsen with her fifth basket and 11 points so far, with 5:57 left here in the first half. 18-10, Tigers on top. After the turnover, Mowbridge Pollock's going to have it on the far side from the midcourt stripe. Olsen on the dribble drive, down the middle, feeds it into the corner. Now here's Katie Kimnitz for three. Back edge, no good. Rebound pulled down by Keller out to Olsen. Olsen, three-pointer, no good. Rebound this time is going to be brought down, and it's a breakaway. Up on no good by Maher. Rebound to Henderson. Henderson has the numbers. It's a three-on-one. No good from Gary. And it's going to be Keller with the shot, no good. And then a fight for the rebound. A wrestling match breaks out, and it's going to be jump ball. And Tigers possession arrow, they're going to inbound from just right of underneath their own basket. Kimnitz will set it up. It's going to come in up top, and it's going to be Gehring. Gehring give it off to Olsen. Olsen will back it out a couple of steps. Now look over. Gehring wide open. She'll go down in the corner, give it off to Kimnitz. Kimnitz comes inside, and here is going to be Henderson over to Keller. Keller goes up. She's fouled, and she's going to go to the line. Foul's going to go against Locken. That'll be her first. So here's Emma Keller up there. Two shots coming up. Looks the first one. Puts it on its way. It's going to roll off the right side. No good. Keller will have a chance. Next one. Tess Goldaddy will check out of the lineup for the Panthers. Didn't see the number on the uniform. The girl came in. And the second one, no good. That's Kess Bigger, the freshman at 5'7", who pulls down the rebound, just checked into the ball game. 18-10, Tigers on top. Here's a steal, and it's going to be Keller. Keller giving off to Gehring up off the window, good. 20-10, a 10-point lead for Mowbridge Pollock with under 5 minutes until halftime. Way out front, it's Carly Lawrence. And Carly is going to lose a handle for a moment, and they're going to say jump ball. Possession arrow belongs to Timberlake. Timberlake will inbound right in front of the Mowbridge Pollock bench. And it's Macy Maher after this timeout. 20-10, and it's the Tigers on top. 4:41 left until halftime. Timeouts are brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. Back in 30, Star 99.
At Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, your health is our number one priority. Hi, this is Darcy Dykehouse, Executive Assistant. And if you need medical care, then trust our team. Physician Assistants Heather Olson and Clint Herman, and Nurse Practitioners Candida Gehring, Jesse Norder, Karen Freiling, Todd Selfrank, and Annette Hollenbeck. And don't forget about Dori Voidy, our Nurse Practitioner and Certified Nurse Midwife. Good luck from our team to yours from Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics.
.441 left until halftime. Coming out of the timeout, it's 20-10. Mulbridge Pollock on top. Inbounds comes in. And this is Abby Linderman back in the lineup for the Panthers. Inbounds this time comes in to Carly Lawrence. Lawrence on the dribble up top. Goes from left to right. Now down the right side of the paint. Throws one up there. No good. Rebound comes out. And it's Henderson up ahead. And going to the basket is Gehring. Mariah Gehring with her third basket of the ball game. Now back the other way in a hurry. It's Maher, and no good on the shot. Katie Kimnitz gets the rebound, and a timeout called by the Mobridge Pollock bench. 22-10 our score. Tigers on top, 4:11 left here until halftime. Timeouts are brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. And, of course, we are driven by the Office of Highway Safety, Star 99, KOLY-FM, Mobridge. If you drink, don't drive. We'll keep it right here as the teams are talking it over right now. Walked in here, and a group of high school students were dressed in suits and had the ESPN8 logo right in front of them. They were emulating TV broadcasters. It was kind of fun. Went over and talked to them. They gave me some pointers for tonight. Inbounds is set. It's going to come into Gehring way over here in front of the scorer's table. Now at the top of the key. Give it off to Kimnitz. Kimnitz looks in, and she's trying to go inside. It's stolen away. Picked out of midair by Bigger. And now up ahead it comes, and a shot by Jordan Jones. No good. Rebound is tipped around. Last touch by the Tigers on the way out of bounds. Gehring's going to check out of the lineup. Coming back in there for her is going to be Reagan Weisbeck, that is. Inbounds a set, comes in, and a turnaround by Locken. Up, no good, but there's going to be a whistle and a foul. Emma Keller will pick up her second foul, and that's going to put Kendall Locken up at the stripe with two shots. 5'7", sophomore. Puts it on its way. It's off the back edge. No good. Keller's going to check out of the lineup. Here comes Charlie Henderson. I'm trying to find her. Oh, she's a freshman at 5'10". And the second one off the back edge as well. And the rebound they're going to call a traveling violation against the Tigers, and the Panthers will inbound. Inbounds comes in out to the right side. It's Jones. Jones looks in underneath, shot up and no good. And the rebound is fought for, and it's going to be a jump ball. So the Tigers will inbound in the backcourt. Katie Kimnitz works it up ahead to give it off to Overland. Overland in the backcourt now finds Landon Henderson. Landon goes on the dribble drive, puts it up, and no good, but she's going to go to the line. Two shots coming up. Kessa Bigger with the foul. That'll be her first, the 5'7 freshman for Timberlake. She's going to put the 5'10 senior from Mobridge Pollock at the line. First one on its way. No. It hung on the rim as long as possible, but did not get in. Overland and Kimnitz are going to check out of the lineup. Coming back in there is going to be Gehring and Weisbeck. Second one from Henderson is right there. 23-10 now. Tigers on top, 3:31 left until halftime. Here come the Panthers, and it's going to be Maher at top. Maher gets a screen out front. And Kendall Locken was moving her feet while she was putting the screen on. And that is going to be back into the hands of the Tigers, and a foul on Locken. Long down court pass comes. Now inside it comes. Charlie Henderson with a shot. No good. Rebound comes out to Locken, and Locken will give it off to Lawrence. Lawrence runs it back the other way through the middle of the paint, leaves it in the corner. Here's a shot taken. No good by Jones. Rebound and put back is up and good by Vamaka. Tigers go back the other way. Here's Landon Henderson up off the window. Good. Tigers are starting to pick up the pace on offense right now. 25-12. Mulbridge Pollock on top, 2:42 left here in the second quarter. Lawrence on the right side pulls the trigger. Three-pointer, no good. And it's Landon Henderson with the rebound. Up ahead it comes to Weisbeck. Weisbeck looks in. Charlie Henderson spins, now give it off to Landon. And Landon's shot is going to be blocked. And there's going to be a whistle and a foul. Foul is going to go against Maher. That'll be her first. Henderson will go up there. Two shots coming up. First one right there. Mackenzie Vamaka back into the lineup. Coming out is going to be Kendall Locken for Timberlake. Second one from Henderson right there as well. It's now 27-12. Mulbridge Pollock on top. 2:22 left until halftime. Macy Maher goes back the other way in a hurry. Leaves it inside. No good on the shot. Rebound and back out it comes. Here's a shot by Jordan Jones. No good. Rebound this time is going to come out to Gehring, and Gehring will be fouled. Macy Maher picks up her second. Got caught with her hand in the cookie jar. So back down to the other end we go, and it's going to be Gehring stepping up to the stripe for the 1-1. It's on its way. First one is right there. Gehring will get the bonus shot. She takes a couple of dribbles now, takes a look, puts it on its way, back edge this time. No good. Rebound tipped right back to her. Throws one up there, no good. Charlie Henderson battling down there, but the rebound is stolen away from her. And then the pass across the lane is picked up by Olsen. Her shot no good. And the rebound comes out this time to Vamaka. Vamaka looks into the right side, now left, now trying to find anybody. Give it off, and it comes to Lawrence. Carly Lawrence on the dribble drive, goes to the baseline, brings it back out. Here's Jones with a shot from the free throw line. No good. Charlie Henderson right there with the board. Now give it up ahead, and it's Weisbeck. Weisbeck goes in the middle, puts a shot up. No good. Rebound this time comes out to Vamaka, and she'll give it up in the backcourt to Lawrence. Lawrence goes into the right side, now brings it back out, top of the key. On the dribble still. And she'll go into the corner to Jones. Jones will go on the dribble drive and now is going to put the dribble against her hip and put it down again. That's double dribble. Heidi Olsen checks out of the lineup. Coming back in there is going to be Sophia Overland. Overland with the inbound gets the ball. Give it off now, and it's going to be Olsen. No, actually Gehring down at the under end. Gehring gets the ball. Puts up the little nine-footer, up and good. 30-12 now. Steal in the backcourt. Now Overland. Overland goes up with the left hand. Can't get it to go. Rebound to Henderson. Henderson goes up, and there's going to be a traveling violation. Panthers to inbound. Inbounds comes in. And going to work with it is going to be Vamaka. Vamaka goes across the strip down through the middle of the paint, tries to pass one over to the right side. The ball's booted out of bounds. The best Pele impression I've seen in years right there. Inbounds comes in. Vamaka on the dribble trying to get something going inside. Not much there all night long. Gives it off instead. Shot up. No good by Vamaka. Rebound is picked up and then across the paint. Shot up this time up and good. And it's going to be Kessa Bigger with the points. 30-14, and here's a steal in the backcourt, and a whistle and a foul. Carly Lawrence with the shot. He's going up there for two. At the stripe is Carly Lawrence. Two shots coming up. 16 seconds left here until halftime. 30-14 our score right now. Tigers on top. Here's the first one. It's going to roll around. No good. She'll come up there for the fourth time tonight. Second one on its way. No good as well. Overland with the rebound. She looks down court. Now give it off to Gehring. Gehring in the corner. 10 seconds. She'll pull up from 17. No good. Rebound and the outlet pass is going to come out to Vamaka. Vamaka on the left side. 2 seconds. 1 second. Turnaround on the way. No good. And that's how we go into halftime. Our halftime score on your Vision Care Associates scoreboard is 30-14, and it's the Tigers on top. We're going to come back in 3 minutes right here on Star 99.
Remodeling your kitchen? In the market for a new vehicle? How about an exotic vacation? Whatever you dream, a home equity line of credit from Great Western Bank puts the funds you need at your fingertips. With local decision-making and attention to detail, we can help you get started. Call me, Lindsay Scott, personal banker at Mulbridge Great Western Bank today at 605-845-7233 to learn more about our low rates. Great Western Bank, making life great, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The local real estate market is hot, so give us a call at Bridge City Real Estate to list your property today. If you own a home, business, land, or lots and wish to get them on the market for sale, we are your local realtors with over 46 combined years of experience and would be happy to help you through the process of buying or selling. Check out our website at bridgecityonline.com. You can find our contact information and our current inventory on our website, bridgecityonline.com. Good luck to the Tigers from Harley Overseth, Riley Jensen, Carol Knutson, and Jackie Heil.
At McQuillan Swanson Dental, we understand. We understand the nervousness, the edginess, the fear that takes over. And that's why when you sit down in the chair, you can't have a better friend than the one you'll have at McQuillan Swanson Dental. Our dentists understand your apprehension. That's why you're their first concern for any dental procedure. Whether it's a simple cleaning or something as complex as a root canal, you can rest assured that our dentists will take every precaution to make sure you're as comfortable as you can be. McQuillan Swanson Dental of Mulbridge, your smile, our success.
Could you use $1,000 to help pay for college? Apply now for a WRT $1,000 scholarship. WRT scholarships are available to both high school seniors and college students. Students and or their parents must have WRT internet or phone service to be eligible. Apply online at westriv.com by March 1st. WRT scholarships. Just one more reason it really pays to be with WRT.
It's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Doug Heil at 845-3603 today.
Ooh, Herbie, you look so handsome.
Aw, it's because my owner takes me to the Oahe Car Wash and makes me look great.
And you do. My owner washes me himself in the driveway.
You should take your owner to the Oahe Car Wash. You won't have to drag around hoses, soap, or nothing. All he has to do is slide his debit card or put in cash, and it'll take half the time.
Whether you're a do-it-yourself kind of guy and like to wash your car yourself, or prefer the convenience of an automated car wash, Oahe Car Wash is here to serve you.
I can't wait to see you.
Hey, welcome back here at halftime. 30-14 our score right now. Mulbridge Pollock on top, and we got a new technology. And so with the new technology, I was setting that up before the game and couldn't round anybody up to do the interview. So your Cahill Bauer and Associates halftime show is going to be me. I'm interviewing myself. No, actually, I'm going to talk about scoring. Macy Maher right now has been bottled up. She averages a lot of points in the game, and right now she has only got 5 points. And the real big scorer is this McKenzie Vamaka, who has 2, 4, 6, 7 points right now, and Kessa Bigger with 2 points. Foul trouble, well, Jasmine Nash has 3 fouls right now, 2 fouls each for Macy Maher and also Kendall Locken. On the other side of the ball, Emma Keller with a couple of fouls right now. Mariah Gehring having a nice night. She's got 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11 points. Landon Henderson has 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points. A couple of fouls for Reagan Weisbeck right now. Heidi Olsen with a couple of fouls. She's got 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 points right now. Reagan Weisbeck actually has 2 free throws right now. Foul trouble's not really a lot. Emma Keller with 2, Reagan Weisbeck with 2, Heidi Olsen with 2, and Katie Chemnitz with 2. And that's what we said at halftime. That's part of your halftime brought to you by Cahill Bauer & Associates. And with that in mind, we're going to hear from them right now, right here on Star 99.
Hey, it's just about tax time. Do you have your tax papers together yet? Take your corporate farm or ranch papers to my dad at Cahill Bauer & Associates, and he will help plan your taxes before the end of the year and prepare them for your best return because he's smart. If you need accounting services, he can do that too, or give them to one of his other smart accountants. Call my dad at Cahill Bauer & Associates and tell him Bentley sent you.
So once again, thank you to Cahill Bauer & Associates, and I do apologize about not arranging anything. As I said, we got new technology. So folks at home can watch the video tonight. And like I said, it's been a long time since we've had video here at Timberlake, and we are so happy, and we want to say thanks to the folks at the corporate office for allowing us that with their new technology. And, hey, here comes Wade Keller right now, longtime manager for the Tigers. And Wade has managed to find a bottle of water for me. Thank you, sir. You are the man. And Wade Keller is one of those kids that rides along with me wherever we go. And I found out something about him during the football season when we played against St. Thomas More. He had never been to Mount Rushmore before, so I made a point of taking him up to Mount Rushmore. We had a great time. And, so thank you, Wade, for the water. I do appreciate it. We're about 3 minutes away from the second half, but you know how that goes. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back with the second half of Possession Arrow, which belongs to MDU, Montana Dakota Utilities, in the community to serve, back right here on Star 99.
At Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, your health is our number one priority. Hi, this is Darcy Dykhouse, Executive Assistant, and if you need medical care, then trust our team. Dr. Alan Lawrence and Dr. Donald Luthick, General Surgeons, Dr. Josh Henderson and Dr. Travis Henderson, Internal Medicine, and for family and women's health, including obstetrics, you can trust Dr. Emily Bowden, Dr. Robert Marciano, and Dr. Matt Schaefer. Good luck from our team to yours from Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics.
Great Western Bank in Mobridge is providing a full range of financial services to its personal and business banking customers. Wherever you are in life, we have a wide range of products and services to help you along the way, from everyday banking needs to the financial tools to help you plan for tomorrow. We are always trying to find a better rate, better option, and a better solution for you. This is Misty Helm, branch manager at Great Western Bank in Mobridge, doing what it takes to make your life great. Great Western Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The local real estate market is hot, so give us a call at Bridge City Real Estate to list your property today. If you own a home, business, land, or lots and wish to get them on the market for sale, we are your local realtors with over 46 combined years of experience and would be happy to help you through the process of buying or selling. Check out our website at bridgecityonline.com. You can find our contact information and our current inventory on our website, bridgecityonline.com. Good luck to the Tigers from Harley Overseth, Riley Jensen, Carol Knutson, and Jackie Heil.
Twice a year, you owe it to yourself to get a checkup because you were only given one set of teeth to work with.
After that, it's too late to say, I should have cared for them better. McClellan Swanson Dental will help you get the most from your teeth and gums. So for everything from a simple checkup to a wide variety of services, trust McClellan Swanson Dental. To make an appointment, call 845-7222. McClellan Swanson Dental of Mobridge. Healthy smiles for life.
Once again, we'd like to thank MDU for the second half possession error. Let's hear from them right now.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable electric and natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Well, here we go. The possession arrow belongs to the Panthers, and they go to work right away. Macy Maher, give it off right side outside to Vimaka. Vimaka inside to the high paint. It's going to be Nash. Nash fall away, and there is going to be a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to go against Landon Henderson. Henderson will pick up her first. And the Panthers will inbound. Into the corner it comes, and it's going to be Lawrence. Lawrence looks up top. Now she'll go on the dribble, bring it up top of the key. Trying to find somebody to open up, and coming off the left side, it's going to be Maher. Inside turnaround shot by Nash, and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to go against Emma Keller. Emma Keller just picked up the uh-oh foul, and that's her third. At the stripe is going to be Nash. First one, front edge, no good. .30-14, the score remains. Here's Nash back up there. She'll put the second one on its way. It hits off the front end and rolls over the top. It's now 30-15. Mulbridge Pollock on top. They've got the basketball. Left side is Weisbeck. Weisbeck goes on the drive for one step. Give it back to Henderson. Henderson will drop it off over to Keller. Now Gehring. Gehring back inside. Keller on the block. Looks back out. Gehring from three-point land. Deep corner three. Boom! Right there. Mariah Gehring found herself wide open in the corner and buries a three. It's 33-15 now with 7:02 left here in the third quarter. Tigers on top. Panthers with the basketball. Way up top, it's going to be Nash. Nash give it off, and a three-pointer on the way. No good by Maher. Rebound, and a jump ball will be called. And the Tigers are going to get it back on the possession arrow. Henderson will bring it in. Going to work with it is going to be Olsen. Olsen goes to Gehring, left side. Gehring was trying to make a move with the ball before she had it. It goes right through her hands and out of bounds. So the Panthers will get the inbound. Inbounds comes in, and it's Maher. Maher in the backcourt. Going to get pressured back there by Olsen. Olsen knocks it out of bounds. So Maher will bring it in front of the scorer's table here. And the inbounds is going to come into Lawrence. Lawrence will dribble it across the stripe now, give it off left side outside. It's going to be Vimaka. Vimaka comes inside. Back out it comes from the free throw line. Lawrence with a shot, no good. Vimaka with the rebound, and she'll try to dump it out. It's stolen away. Heidi Olsen up ahead. Reagan Weisbeck outruns everybody, puts a shot up, no good. And Keller right there could not get the rebound. Timberlake with the ball. They'll go back the other way. Lawrence top of the key. Now here's Maher for three. Boom, right there. Macy Maher hits a downtown three-pointer. 33-18 now. Tigers still on top. Inbounds. Well, it's going to come from Gehring inside to Henderson. It's knocked out of her hand, stolen away. And so Timberlake coming back the other way, top of the key. Now Maher from the right side looks in. The ball's going to be stolen by Weisbeck, and there's going to be a whistle and a foul. And this time, Tess Golddaddy is going to get caught with the foul. And Tigers are going to get the ball. 5:47 left here in the third quarter. 33-18. Tigers on top. Olsen with the basketball. Olsen almost loses the handle there. Picks it up, give it off to Weisbeck. Weisbeck backing her way in is Henderson. Henderson is going to be mugged. She's looking for her wallet right now and her cell phone. And this is going to be Macy Maher picking up the foul. That'll be her third. So Maher right now in a little bit of foul trouble. And Landon Henderson will check up to the charity stripe. This will be her seventh appearance up there tonight. Couple of dribbles now, puts it on its way. Nothing but net. Maher will check out of the lineup for the Panthers, and back in there is going to be Kendall Locken, 5'7", sophomore. Here's Henderson, second one right there. She goes up there and drills both sides and makes it 35, now to 18. And it is the Tigers on top. Panthers with the basketball. Lawrence give it off to the left side to Locken. Locken comes in, and the ball is going to be tied up, and a jump ball will be called. Panther possession arrow, and they will inbound. It should be on the side, but they're going to inbound on the baseline just to the right of underneath their basket. Comes into Vamaka. One dribble, looks in, and this time the turnaround is going to be no good. Emma Keller will pick up her fourth. And that'll put at the stripe Jasmine Nash with two shots. Her third appearance up there tonight. First one is going to roll around no good. Keller coming out of the lineup. Emily Hudson-Buehler will check in there for her. 35-18. Tigers on top. 5:16 left here in the third quarter. Nash, second shot right there. Jasmine gets one out of two up there and makes it 35-19 now. Mulbridge Pollock with the lead. Here's Weisbeck from the left side. Three, no good. Rebound chased down by Gehring. Out it comes to Olsen. Olsen back over to Weisbeck. Now inside. It comes and blocked shot by Henderson. Henderson got her shot blocked, that is. And here's Lawrence with the three. Boom, right there. Carly Lawrence, first field goal is from the top of the key in three-point land. Here's Gehring back the other way. She'll put up the three. No good. Olsen with the rebound. Put back from the free throw line right there. Heidi Olsen with her sixth basket of the ball game, and there's going to be a steal. Olsen gets the ball stolen or blocked shot. There's a lot of skin in that one. Tess Golddaddy is going to pick up the third foul, her third foul, and that'll put Olsen up there at the charity stripe. Two shots, first one, right there. Vamaka and Golddaddy will check out of the lineup for the Panthers. Second one from Olsen is right there. Coming back in there is going to be Abby Linderman. And also back in there is going to be Bigger. Ball's knocked out of bounds, and Timberlake will have it back. They'll inbound in front of their own bench. Inbounds comes in halfway into the two courts. Lawrence spins at the top of the key, goes on the dribble drive. Now give it off Linderman. Linderman will bring it back out to Lawrence. Lawrence, right side, outside, looking for somebody to pop through the middle. Nobody there. And she'll bring it all the way out to the time stripe. Now pull up, three-point land, no good. Rebound comes out. Hudson-Buehler off to the races. Go to the Tigers. And Gehring saw that the defense beat her down there and will set up the half-court game. There's Weisbeck back over to Gehring. Gehring now looks back up top to Olsen. Olsen will give it back to Gehring. Back out to Olsen. Olsen will bring it back out, set up the half-court offense. Ball is knocked into the backcourt by the Panthers. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Weisbeck for three, and it's off the back edge. No good. Rebound comes out this time to Bigger. Back down court, give it off, and it's going to be Linderman. Linderman has the ball ripped out of her hands by Olsen. Now Weisbeck, give it off to Gehring. Gehring will go up with a hook shot. No good. Rebound comes out to Bigger. Now give it off, and it's going to be Lawrence. Carly Lawrence back the other way through the middle of the paint. Little finger roll up and good. 39-24. Tigers on top. 3:06 left here in the third quarter. Tigers back the other way. Hudson Buehler will try to feed it inside, and it's going to be last touch by the Panthers on the way out of bounds. Weisbeck will check out of the lineup. Coming in will be Katie Chemnitz for the Tigers. Inbounds comes into Gehring. Gehring looks up to Chemnitz. Chemnitz now goes on the dribble. Here's Hudson Buehler. Hudson Buehler on the baseline drive. Swings it out there to Gehring. Gehring goes on the dribble drive inside. Now Henderson. Henderson gets the ball. Turnaround up and good. Landon Henderson. Katie Chemnitz almost had her hands on a steal on the inbound in the backcourt. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by her. Natalie Lawrence, a freshman at 5'6", will check into the lineup for Timberlake. Inbounds comes in, and Abby Linderman is going to be fouled from behind. Gehring will pick up her first foul of the ball game. 41-24, Tigers on top, 2:36 left here in the third. Inbounds comes in, Natalie Lawrence. She'll break the time barrier. Now go right down the middle of the paint. Leave it off there. Shot up. No good by Bigger. And the rebound is fought for. Brought down by Linderman. Linderman will bring it back up top to Lawrence. Lawrence trying to get a pass inside. There's going to be a whistle and a foul. Foul is going to go against Emily Hudson Buehler. That'll be her first. 41-24. 2:22 left here in the third quarter. Tigers on top, inbounds, goes up and no good. Rebound to Henderson. Henderson has the ball almost ripped out of her hands. Now Olsen, now to Chemnitz. Chemnitz goes down to Henderson. Henderson with a nice fake, turns around, puts it up off the glass. Good. What a move inside by Landon Henderson. 43-24. Back the other way. Ball's knocked out of the hands that time of Natalie Lawrence. Last touch by the Tigers, and it'll be Panther basketball at the corner of the scores table. Inbounds comes in to Linderman. Foul on the inbound as Katie Chemnitz picks up the foul. That's number three on her. So Natalie Lawrence, once again, will set up the inbound and is going to come in over the top, but it's stolen away by Hudson Buehler. Now here's Olsen. Olsen goes inside, and there is going to be a whistle and a foul. A lot of contact as Olsen was going inside, and it's going to be a foul against Carly Lawrence. That'll be her first. But Olsen will go to the charity stripe, shooting two shots. On its way, it's right there. Mariah Gehring will check out of the lineup for a breather. Coming back in there is going to be Weisbeck. Olsen's second shot right there as well. 45 now to 24. Tigers on top, 1:52 left here in the third quarter. Panthers out of the backcourt with Callie Lawrence. Callie looking inside, not much there. She'll go on the dribble, spin, now come inside the paint. Back out it comes, and it's going to be in the hands of Jasmine Nash. Now out to Natalie Lawrence, over to Callie Lawrence. Callie on the dribble drive, puts one up, running one-hander, no good. It's Nash with the rebound, put back, no good. Rebound this time, tipped around, picked up by Olsen. Out to Hudson Buehler. Hudson Buehler giving off inside, and it's going to be Henderson. Henderson goes up off the window. God! Landon extends the score to 47-24. 109 left here in the third quarter. Here come the Panthers on the attack. Callie Larson inside now. Turnaround shot by Nash. No good. Rebound tipped around. Nash gets it. Goes back up with it. She's fouled. Foul is going to go against Katie Chemnitz. And Chemnitz has now picked up her fourth foul. And that'll put Jasmine Nash up there with two shots coming up. First one right there. Heidi Olsen's going to check out of the lineup. Coming back in will be Sophia Oberland. Also coming out is going to be Katie Chemnitz. Back in there is Mariah Gehring. Under a minute left here in the third. Second one, front edge, no good. Reaching up there, grabbing the rebound is going to be Henderson. Up ahead, it comes to Gehring. Gehring on the block, has to come back out with it. Weisbeck from 18, and it's going to be just short, no good. So 45 seconds left here in the third quarter. Tigers lead 47-25. Inbound set up by the Panthers. Pressure in the backcourt. With the ball is going to be Carly Lawrence. She'll cross a time stripe. Go into the right side now. And into the corner it comes. Long shot on the way. No good by Vamaka, who just checked back into the lineup. Rebound controlled by the Tigers, and then it bounces around, and it's going to be Tiger basketball. Overland in the backcourt is going to give it off now to Weisbeck. Now into the hands this time of Henderson. Henderson trying to sneak a bounce pass into the block, and the ball is kicked out of bounds, and so the Tigers will inbound. 19 seconds on the clock here in the third. Inbounds is set up, and it's going to come in Hudson-Buehler. Hudson-Buehler on the baseline, and she was trying to pass and shoot at the same time. Picks up the travel. So the Panthers will get the ball with an opportunity for one last shot, maybe. Carly Lawrence. 11 seconds, 10 seconds. Lawrence way, way out there. 7 seconds. She may have waited too long. Now give it off to Nash. Nash in the corner, and it's going to be a shot up no good by Natalie Lawrence. And that's it. After three on your Vision Care Associates scoreboard, it is Mobridge Pollock 47 and Timberlake 25 back in 60, Star 99.
Could you use $1,000 to help pay for college? Apply now for a WRT $1,000 scholarship. WRT scholarships are available to both high school seniors and college students. Students and or their parents must have WRT internet or phone service to be eligible. Apply online at westriv.com by March 1st. WRT scholarships, just one more reason it really pays to be with WRT.
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Doug Heil at 845-3603 today.
Tigers get the possession in the fourth quarter, and they go to work with Heidi Olsen over to Weisbeck. And Weisbeck almost has it stolen away. And Kinsey Vamaka had her sight set on it. So Weisbeck will bring in the inbound. It comes in to Heidi Olsen in the backcourt. She'll cross the time stripe now. Looks into the right side, give it off left. And Emma Keller was making a dash towards the basket. As Faith Heil walks right in front of us here. It was good to see her tonight playing. Back the other way, Macy Maher. Inside pass comes in and give it up there to Nash. Nash no good on the shot, and she can't catch up to her own rebound. It goes out of bounds. So the Tigers will inbound, and the Panthers will put on that full court pressure. And Weisbeck will set it up. Comes in. Olsen back to Weisbeck. Now Weisbeck will dribble it across the stripe. Give it up to Keller. Keller stop and pop. 9-footer. No good. Rebound comes out to Tess Goldbatty. Goldbatty will give it up to Maher. And Macy will bring it through the backcourt. Cross the time stripe and to the basket. No good. Rebound comes out. Carly Nash puts up the 15-footer right there. 47-27 with 7 minutes left here in the ballgame. Tigers on top. Back the other way. Gehring for three. Boom, right there. Foul on the play, and that's going to do it for Emma Keller. Keller will leave the ballgame tonight. Fouling out Not happy one bit. Nash at the stripe. First one, front edge, no good. This is Jasmine Nash. Seems like all the years I've been here calling games, and especially in Timberlake, there has been a Nash every single year. And a Lawrence. Shot up on the rebound. Putback, no good. Rebound is squirted out. Olsen give it up. And now it's Weisbeck. And Weisbeck's going to be fouled. And I believe Macy Maher is going to pick up the foul. That'll be number four on Macy. First shot by Weisbeck is right there. Tigers have improved a lot at the free throw line from the beginning to the end of the season. Well, and I just jinxed Weisbeck, but they have really improved their free throw shooting as we get closer and closer to postseason play, which is very important. Here's a shot, three-pointer, right there. Carly Lawrence. I saw both Carly's mom and dad play in the state tournament. Back the other end, quick pass. Hudson Buehler up and off the window and good. 53-30. 6:05 left here, and all of a sudden the pace is picked up to track meet level. Here's Lawrence, way out there on the left side. Now Maher inside. Back to Lawrence. She'll put up the three. Boom! Right there. And Carly Lawrence is starting to heat up. Is it too little, too late? We'll find out. 53-33. Tigers on top. 5:53 left here in the ball game. And timeouts are brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, Star 99 KOLY-FM Mobridge. Buzz driving is drunk driving. As we have under 6 minutes left here in the ball game, we are going to see out on the floor right now for Timberlake, Vamaka and Lawrence. That's Carly Lawrence. Tess Golddaddy out there. Jasmine Nash and Macy Maher. Here come the Tigers. It's going to be Hudson Buehler and Sophia. And also out there is going to be Henderson, Gehring, and Olsen. Olsen will get the inbound on the dribble back there. Now she's looking for some help. No, she's going to bring it across the stripe herself. Now give it off to Gehring. Gehring from the left side. Looking up top now. Give it back to Olsen. Olsen over to Hudson Buehler. Right side. On the block now. It's going to be Henderson. Whistle on a foul. And the foul's going to go against Tess Golddaddy. Tess Golddaddy has just picked up her fourth foul. She'll be checking out of the lineup as Kessa Bigger will check in for the Panthers. Inbounds comes into Overland. Give it back to Henderson. Henderson goes up off the window. God! 55-33 now. 5:26 left here in the ballgame. And it's Tigers on top. Panthers with the basketball. Here's a steal. Great defense by Henderson. And the outlet comes to Gehring. Gehring inside the paint. Now to Overland. Back to Henderson. Henderson spins. And she'll go up and she's going to be fouled. Foul is going to go against Nash. Nash will pick up her fourth foul. Right now, Nash with four. Maher with four. Golddaddy with four. Henderson's first shot right there. Back in there is going to be Macy Maher. Also coming in for the second time, Charlie Henderson. Hudson Buehler will have a seat on the bench, get a breather. Landon Henderson throws it in, and it's now 57-33. Mobridge Pollock on top, 5 minutes left here in the basketball game. There's Carly Lawrence on the dribble. Give it off now to Maher. Maher thinks about the three, doesn't take it. Give it off inside to Vamaka. Back out it comes. And here's a three from the top of the key by this time. Oh, my gosh. There's a huge collision over there. And a traveling violation going to be called against the Tigers. Panthers will have the basketball, and the inbounds comes into the corner. It's going to be Carly Lawrence, now Vermaka underneath, and her ball is going to be stolen away almost. Maher picks it up, though, on the loose ball, and now give it back out. Lawrence from long ways out, no good, and this one's going to hit hard off the iron and find its way out of bounds. Maher will check out of the lineup. Kendall Locken will check in for her. Inbounds comes in. It's going to be Sophia Oberland with the ball. Give it down to Gehring. Gehring in the corner. Looks back up top. Give it off to Olsen. Olsen will bring it on the dribble to the top of the key. Oberland now. Here's Charlie Henderson thinking about the three. Back up top to Oberland. Now trying to go inside. And the ball's going to be stolen away by Locken. Give it up in the backcourt by Lawrence. Lawrence will go to the right side. Now Vermaka inside the paint, puts up the hook shot, no good. Rebound comes out. Charlie Henderson looks down court, give it off to Gehring. Gehring with the move, puts it up, and there's going to be a whistle and a foul. Foul this time is going to go against Vermaka, and that will be her first. Gehring at the stripe, two shots coming up, or one and one, basically. Maybe two shots. First one, good. Katie Chemnitz wanted to come out on the floor, and she's coming in for Gehring. Well, you got to let her finish shooting first. Gehring's second one is right there as well. Well, Gehring now knows that she's coming out of the ball game. And Katie Chemnitz will check in for her. Also coming in is going to be Maddie Ross, the 5'4 sophomore. She'll check in there for Heidi Olsen. Panthers will bring it in. It's 59-33. Tigers on top. And the ball almost goes into the backcourt, but a player has to be with it. That's the rule. Underneath it comes, and the turnaround shot by Bigger, no good. Sophia Oberlin with the basketball, give it off to Chemnitz. Chemnitz will go left, back to Oberlin, now into Charlie Henderson. Charlie slips a pass down to the Bigger sister. Landon can't get it to roll. How about that? Henderson to Henderson. And Landon's going to come out of the ball game. Back in, well, for the first time tonight, it's Hope Keel, the sophomore at 5'9", checking into the lineup for the Tigers. 59-33. 3:20 left here, and the ball's almost stolen away in the backcourt. Up ahead it comes, and this is Joelle LeBeau, freshman at 5'5". LeBeau on the dribble, way out there, looking for somebody to pop open. Give it off now, and it's going to be Jordan Jones. She'll give it back to LeBeau. Now up top into the hands this time of Avery Marshall, the sophomore at 5'6". Marshall puts a shot up. It's right there. Faith Heil and that Conal girl dunking in front of us. 59-35. Back the other way. Shot up, and it's Keel good. 61 now to 35. Ulbridge Pollock on top. 2:35 left here in the ballgame. Back the other way and going to work with it is LeBeau. LeBeau way out there on the left side now into the hands of Marshall. Marshall back to LeBeau. LeBeau down the left side. The ball's going to be stolen away by Keel. Picked up by Oberland. Up ahead it comes to Ross. Ross is going to try to dump a pass inside, and it's stolen away. Picked up by Natalie Lawrence, who just checked back in. Lawrence will go into the left side. Now the ball's going to be stolen away. Chemnitz. On the breakaway is going to be Keel up off the window. No good. Rebound comes out to Chemnitz. And a timeout called. No, they're just going to say, we're going to bring some players in is what we're going to do. So Oberland for Oberland coming in. That is going to be Grace Oberland for Sophia Oberland. Also, Gretchen Olsen will check into the ball game. And Charlie Henderson will stay in there. Here's Grace Oberland through the middle of the paint. Nice drive. Shot up and good. 63-35. Here come the Panthers back the other way. Tigers with the lead right now. Top of the key out there is going to be Kenley Heck. Kenley inside the paint looking for help. Oh, nice pass and a shot up by Marshall. No good. Rebound is going to be fought for. Marshall gets it right back. This time the rebound is going to be tipped out of bounds. And last touch by Mobridge Pollock. Panther basketball, 1:20 left here in the ballgame, 63-35. Tigers on top. And Hope Keel almost had a steal there as she knocks it out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say last touch by the Panthers. So the Tigers will bring it back the other way. Here's Charlie Henderson to the top of the key. Right side outside is going to be Ross. Now Grace Overland with the dribble drive inside the paint. Up off the window. God! 65-35 now, and the clock will run. 54 seconds left here. Inside, back outside, it's going to be Marshall. Marshall on the dribble drive, back out it comes inside. The high paint is Heck. No good on the shot. Rebound comes out, Gretchen Olson. Gretchen gets it across the time stripe, now to Keel. Keel looks over, now Charlie Henderson with the window shot, good. 31 seconds, now 67-35. Mobridge Pollock. And here come the Panthers. Panthers with the ball right now is LeBeau. LeBeau puts up a running one-handed hook shot. No good. And Overland with the rebound. Out it comes. And Henderson turnaround puts it up off the glass and good. Charlie Henderson with her second basket. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. And Timberlake and a shot at the top of the key taken by LeBeau, blocked by Henderson, and that's it. Final score, Tigers 69 and Panthers 35. We are going to take a quick break. We'll hear from Merkel's Foods. We will pick our Merkel's Foods player of the game when we return right here on Star 99.
Star 99 is bringing you high school sports action every week, and Merkel's Foods is bringing you the player of the game all season long. When will rivals go head-to-head? Who will make it out of the regular season? Tune in here to find out which games we are bringing you next. Or visit drgnews.com for scheduled details. Merkel's Foods in Mulbridge, your proud sponsor of the player of the game on Star 99.
Well, not a real hard decision tonight for player of the game. Boy, Heidi Olsen came out on fire, and she played from the start to the finish tonight with an incredible game defensively, offensively. And again, Heidi Olsen is as tenacious enough to lead most teams in rebounding as well. But she scored 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16, 18 points tonight for Heidi Olsen. Not a bad job at all. Mariah Gehring had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 as well. Landon Henderson went to the line 10 times and made 8 of them. So not a bad night for the Lady Tigers all around. But Heidi Olsen, what a game. And congratulations, you are the Merkel's Foods player of the game. We want to say thank you to all of our sponsors who bring the sports to us, and especially those of you that have been watching tonight. Thank you so much to the video sports sponsors that help us get better equipment and get it to where we can see the game. And so thanks to Key Insurance, Riverside Home Furnishings, and Sitting Bull College. Tonight's scoreboard has been brought to you by Vision Care Associates. And final score, once again, 69-35, Mobridge Pollock over Timberlake. Player of the game brought to you by Merkel's Foods. And the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. And, of course, Halftime tonight was brought to you by Cahill Bauer & Associates, the in-game sponsors, Bridge City Real Estate, Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinic, State Farm Insurance Agent Doug Heil, Owyhee Car Wash, West River Telecommunications, Great Western Bank, and McClellan Swanson Dental Office. Timeouts tonight were brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. And the tip-off tonight brought to you by MDU, Montana Dakota Utilities, in the community to serve. Starting lineup tonight brought to you by Gas and Goodies and Mobridge. The keys to success tonight brought to you by Jensen Rock and Sand. So for Steve Davey and Mary Schreier, I am Andy Shue. Good night.